You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com. I'm joined by my old friend, Brian McTaggart, who covers the Astros for MLB.com. Brian, a couple of things. Jeff Luhnow said last week that he was probably going to bring fewer players to spring training, to camp. He thought that maybe they had too many players in camp and that it hurt some of their evaluations and maybe had impacted the poor starts they'd gotten off to. What do you make of this idea of bringing fewer players to camp? And do you think not getting a good evaluation of J.D. Drew might have had a role in this?
Yeah, I certainly think it could have. I mean, I think they were in the mid-60s. I mean, that's a lot of players to try to get on the field, get enough at bats. Now you have some guys coming in that are on the 40-man that have no chance of making the club, but still, you got to get guys at bats and innings, and it's really tough. And in the case of J.D. Martinez, I think he was a guy that had to prove himself, and they kind of, I think the Astros have kind of moved on a little bit with guys like Grossman and. And they brought in Fowler and they had Springer, so these bats weren't going to be there. The problem is that J.D. really put in a lot of work to revamp his swing. So he had something to prove. He went to winter ball and he mashed, and he came in and he was ready to show them something and never really got the opportunity in the spring anyway. He certainly had opportunities prior to that, but with his new swing, he never got the opportunity and ended up being the odd man out, and look at what he's done in Detroit.
And also another thing Luhnow said last week is, that with Jesse Crane not pitching last year and because of injuries and Matt Albers missing a portion of the season, that he would be more reluctant to sign guys with injury backgrounds. You know, and that struck me as odd in that a guy with an analytics background, that the numbers dictate everything you do, and that he would suddenly, that he would seem to have a different take on it. Do you think that as a GM that Jeff Luhnow is still evolving, still figuring things out along the way, even as he compiles all these young players for the farm system and tries to put a winning roster together?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, I think with each one of these years, since he's been the owner, I mean, the GM, and they took some lumps, I think he's learned some things. And, you know, you look at last year, they were coming off 111 losses. They didn't have a lot of money to spend. It was tough to get guys to come here, and you know, Matt Albers, you know, is from Houston, so they were able to get him, and if he was healthy, he was an effective arm, but he wasn't. Justin Crane hadn't pitched half the year again, another Houston guy, so they were able to take a flyer on him. You know, I think in a lot of these cases that, you know, Scott Feldman, they gave a ton of money to, probably more than he would have got close to anywhere else, so they kind of overpaid for him. Chad Qualls had ties to Houston, so I think they either had to overpay for guys, take some chances on some injury guys, or get guys with local ties. In the case of Crane and Albers, it just didn't work out, and the help wasn't there. I mean, we thought that Crane might pitch at the beginning of last year. Then it was the end of May. Then it was the All-Star break, and then you start wondering if the guy will ever get back on the field. So I think it's all part of the learning process for him, and you know, I think they continue to evolve.
Yes, they finally had a local TV deal after a year and a half of getting zero money. They're going to get, I think it's $57 million in their new deal with Root Sports. And this will have a real impact on the running of the team. It will give Luhnow a chance to add to the team, improve the team, and sort of be more competitive. And it's so good from a marketing standpoint. Do you think the impact is every bit as great as marketing, getting people to come to the game, watch the game, to come to the game? Or is it the real area of, hey, we can afford more players now? Is it both those things, or is one more important than the other?
I mean, it's certainly going to have an impact on their payroll. Not as much as I'm sure they would have hoped 2 years ago when CSN Houston lost and they had big dreams and it all kind of fell. And they're not going to have the TV revenue coming in they would have hoped, or a lot of other teams have. So they're going to have to be creative and really build through the draft. And you use the Cardinals model. I know that's what Luhnow was trying to do. Instead of, I don't think we're going to see Astros go give anyone $325 million. But the only way to I think fill up the ballpark and get TV ratings going is just to win. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, we've been in this market long enough, and you can do all you want, have all the gimmicks you want. You got to win and get people to come to the ballpark. And that's not unlike some places, but you know, getting the games back on TV, I think it's going to be huge just from an identity standpoint, having people identify with the players, be able to watch the games, know who Jake Marisnik is, know who Springer is, more about him, Singleton, and just you know, relying on what they read and what they hear from other people.
Brian, do you think in the Arizona Fall League, were there any developments for the Astros that maybe surprised them in a pleasant way, or maybe was there bad news from the Arizona Fall League? So far in the offseason, what's the news on how players are doing?
Well, I think Mark Appel was very, very good bright spot for them. He started out strong, had a couple of little rough outings, and then had two really good outings. And so Appel going up there and pitching, I think, 31 innings and having an ERA of 2.61, good strikeout-to-walk ratio, I think is a very promising sign. I mean, it was really a very unusual year for him, just with the beginning with the appendectomy and then not being able to pitch in Lancaster, going and extended spring training, and then going to Corpus and doing okay, and then finishing the season strong. I mean, that was a really positive sign for them. And Appel is hell-bent to pitch in the major leagues in 2015, and I don't think they've ruled it out. I don't think he's going to be in the opening day rotation by any stretch, but you know, I think if Mark Appel reaches the major league at some point next year, I think they would be happy with that. Beyond that, you know, Rio Ruiz, you know, he played pretty well, didn't do anything, just completely eye-popping. They had a couple other guys there who were marginal prospects. Vincent Velasquez, he's one of their top right-handed prospects. Pitched okay, got hurt, had injury problems, but I think still he's one to watch. I mean, he's got one of the better arms in the system, and he could be in AAA by the time the season's open. And season's over, next season's over, and that's another arm going into 2016 that he's in the rotation, could be a middle of the rotation guy for them.
All right. A lot of news, a lot of things going on. Following winter meetings are a couple of weeks away. Brian, thanks for joining us today. Talk to you later.
Okay, thanks.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.